Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Midnight Audio Theater, the weekly show where we bring you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. Hello, listeners. As you know, I've been on the road quite recently, and tonight is no different. I'm coming to you from a wonderful city with a rich history of audio drama, and I want to see if you guys can guess where it is. And you hear that? Yep, if you haven't guessed, it is the sound of the Elizabethan Tower in the background. At least I'm hoping that's coming through the microphone right now. Also commonly known as Big Ben. So, Midnight Audio Theater is coming to you from London this week. And I can't think of a better place to be... I can't think of a better place to be to share with you our evening selection, the last episode of the Minister of Chance series. But first, an announcement. I kind of forgot how long these bells go off. For everyone who is local to Columbus, Ohio, we will be holding local auditions once again for our productions of the scriptwriting competition we held last year, as well as a few locally written tales we're cooking up. So if you want to come down and audition for us in person, you may want to see if you can get a spot on the Actors Theaters of Columbus audition list. We'll be sitting in with them on their auditions as actors auditions for their 33rd season of Shakespeare in the Park. Spaces are very limited right now, so if you can't make it and would prefer to just send in your audition electronically, we will be accepting your auditions online by email for up to 2 weeks afterwards. More details on submission materials is coming ASAP on the website, so just check midnightaudiotheater.com over the weekend. We hope to have all the info up by the end of said weekend. Yes. Kind of rolling live with you here, guys. There's going to be a lot of mistakes tonight. I just lost my script. Okay. Oh, on to tonight's event. The last episode of The Minister of Chance. In light of Lord Arathen's disastrous attack, Kitty, the Minister, and Cantha strike out to salvage the situation and put an end to the war once and for all. This is In a Bark on the River Hex.
Tonight's episode is rated PG-13 for language content. Thank you.
We must get off this ship.
What was that noise?
This will be his next target.
Who?
Come on, you, come with us.
You?
This ship will be attacked any minute.
How can you be sure?
I'm really wrong and alive at the same time. Hurry!
Major, I want Marines on board the Durin's vessel now. I want Durian's body to show the people. Take the Queen into custody and anyone else who's with her.
Yes, General.
I can't climb down there.
Can you carry her?
All right.
Wait. Okay, I can climb.
Hurry up.
So, what happened?
Durian isn't the one we wanted. It was Lord Rathen. He associated with Durian to deflect attention.
Oh, Lord Rathen's a... Oh, he's not nice.
Come on, you people.
Barmaid.
And why are you so strong?
She eats a lot of peas. This way. Can you swim?
Of course.
We'll have to swim out far out to sea to avoid their search. They don't know this hole is here, and they don't know how strong you are.
We can't swim that far.
Then by all means surrender to Lord Rathen. Take this. It's buoyant. Ready?
Oh, what choice do I have?
General, we have the Prime Minister of Jura requesting radio contact.
Put him on.
Mr. Durian, what you have done is inexcusable.
Durian is dead, Prime Minister.
Who is this?
This is Lord Rathen. I was the Defence Minister. I'm in charge now.
Where is Her Majesty? Is she safe?
No.
4 million,
yes. It's a very powerful missile. If you had any spirit, you'd retaliate.
What do you want?
Honestly, I want you to refuse to surrender. I'll get bored again and simply fire another missile, this time at your capital. You have 5 minutes.
What are your terms?
It's him, sir. Confirmed.
We've recovered His Excellency's body, sir. I regret to confirm that Witch Prime Durian is dead.
Yes, I almost regret that. He was the only one of you that didn't bore me to destruction. Admiral Asmi, General Murian, it's time to take Jura. Major, put the rocket fleet on 5-minute standby whilst I wait for this cretin to surrender. Get me the Queen and her companions.
They're not on the ship, sir.
Obliterate the ship and bombard the water for a mile in every direction around it.
Yes, sir. And the heathen queen?
It's worth killing her to kill him.
Julian Waddle.
Lauren Kreis.
Jenny Agutter.
Jid Brophy.
Paul Darrow.
Stuart Fox.
Philip Glenister.
Beth Goddard.
Peter Guinness.
Kemi Bojacobs.
Sylvester McCoy.
Becky Bogg.
Simon Bogg.
Roisin Carty.
Ian Fraser. Matt Freeman.
Chris French.
Gareth Jones.
Richard Oliver.
This way!
They can't go much further!
We must. They'll change tactics when they realize we're gone. This way.
Lord Rathen, we have considered your terms.
There are no terms.
What assurances do we have that...
Hello?
What? What'd you do? How did you...
I got bored. Do you surrender?
Yes! Yeah, we surrender, yes!
My forces are en route. If they meet any resistance, I may become bored again.
That's it. This way. Can you keep going?
Yeah. Can you?
I'm going to... I'll appear to be dead. Try to get me to the shore. Keep her alive. Take her to the rendezvous at all costs.
Wake up!
How could anyone think of doing such a thing?
He's killed the war. And he's killed you.
Killed me?
I've heard it called the Canther missile. You were held captive by them.
I disabled the missile.
It probably wasn't even the same missile. They just gave you something to play with and used it to discredit you.
But it's not true. I'm a pacifist.
We'll have a hard time convincing people of that now. Especially the Durans.
I know you think they're dead, but could we search for Kitty?
I wonder seriously if we've got anything else to do. Come on.
Stay away. Queen! Stay alive! Here. I'm coming back. I'm going to see if I can find him. Minnie? Minister? Where are you?
Your guards are asleep. Sit.
I'm an old man. Everything I have was confiscated. I have nothing you could want.
I want you.
How
can you be here?
I've taken a great risk, so listen to what I have to say.
Why can't you just leave me alone? I said I'd be in no trouble. I've retired from politics.
Durian is dead. Lord Rathen's in charge now.
What? Ha! Nobody in the right mind would vote for Rathen.
They didn't. It was a coup, and you let it happen.
I let it happen? I fought for democracy. I was usurped by Durian.
You're a venal, weak little man like all of your drowning brethren. You can't tolerate the waves of the world, so you seek to flatten them into a calm sea. There is no smooth water in this world. You must ride the tides with the rest of us and hope for the best.
What? What are you talking about? I don't want a life lesson from my assassin.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to save you.
What is this? This is not real.
You've spent your life spouting platitudes about serving your people. Well, now you will actually do that.
How dare you? I'm still a guardian of the great mystery. A witch of the Coven Major.
Be still. Hear me, little man. Look into my eyes and understand. The mystery is solved. Do you see it?
Yes, I see.
My body is half drowned. And time is against us. There's still a chance for you. Are you ready to serve your people?
Yes.
Do you know what to do?
Yes. What happens now?
Now, you wake up.
You've got to get to the shore. The Queen of Jura is there and she's sick of freezing.
Calm down. We've got her, Kitty. She's all right.
Durian's,
you saved her.
Durian's dead. Lord Rathen's the one we were looking for. He was just pretending to be one of them because Durian was clever.
All right. I'll tell Sunflower. Kitty, rest while you can.
What happened to the minister?
I'm afraid we didn't find him.
Well, good. Probably he's dead.
I don't think he's dead. I think he has a heart buried deep.
You said he was a bastard for leaving me in Paludan Fields with an arrow shot in me.
Without him, we wouldn't have had you in the first place. Did you ever ask him where he brought you from?
There's no point. Never tells you anything anyway, tosser.
Did it ever occur to you that it might not have been an accident that he came back? He returned to the same inn, in the same town, in the same world that he left you in all those years ago.
Sir, we found weapons in the butcher by the market.
Ignore them, our target is the tavern.
Is my country destroyed?
No, Your Majesty, but your second sister...
If I may...
Yes.
Your Majesty, I'm Professor Canther.
Canther?
The missile is nothing to do with me.
I thought... Did it... Did it explode?
I'm so sorry. The second city has been destroyed.
The Caesians are surrounding the place. Get out now!
Have you got a tunnel here?
Yes!
No, you haven't!
Come on!
In position at the front of the tunnel, sir.
Open it.
I can hear them coming along the tunnel.
Shh!
Get back!
Idiot! How did you find the entrance?
Come on, this is the first place they'd look.
Move in on my mark. 3, 2, 1, go! Move in!
Oh,
Petty!
The rules have changed. Rathen will destroy more as he discovers what he can do. Anything he knows about, he can destroy. The only reason we're still alive is because he doesn't know where we are.
I must get word to my people that I'm alive.
Can you get through to them in secret?
If I have a radio, I can send them a coded message.
And you, how quickly can you mobilize your people?
For what?
Surely you believe me now.
He's got a bomb and he used it. What else is there?
Wake up. He has another. Then he'll have as many as he wants. Soon you won't need bombs. You have to assault the Isle of the Dead from every possible angle simultaneously.
What do you mean he won't need bombs?
He can assign data sets. It's not the substance of the thing that determines what it can do. The tool doesn't determine the task.
Professor, I believe you speak gibberish.
Let me try to understand. The substance of the thing, do you mean he doesn't need a bomb to create explosions?
No, yeah, that's right.
How can he create an effect without a cause?
You're misidentifying the cause. It's not the bomb. Look, it's what differentiates an atom of silver from one of lead.
You're talking about the essential nature
of
things.
In the instructions. Atoms have algorithms assigned that determine their nature.
Are you saying he can alter the instructions, he can alter nature?
He doesn't know the full extent of it yet, but he will. It's a matter of hours.
What's the answer?
I'm the only one who can stop him. I need you to get there.
You can get there on your own, we know that now.
Can't you make a door?
Between worlds, yes, not within them. A simultaneous assault by Resistance and the Jurans is the only way. Professor, you can attempt to disarm the remaining missiles.
What difference will this make if you're the only one who can stop him?
It's a distraction.
A distraction?
Yes.
Am I to understand that he can kill us by thinking about it?
He can. How far he'll actually go and how soon is another matter, and it depends on how quickly we move.
He has horrific missiles and terrible cruelty, yes? But I don't understand this other power he has.
You don't need to. You saw that even Durian balked at firing the missiles. Rathen didn't. It's Rathen. He has to be stopped.
Hang on. You want me to sacrifice my entire army as a diversion for one man's assassination attempt?
Yes.
There must be a negotiation or something.
There'll be no sacrifice. I will not use my people as a decoy. But I will attack this vicious bastard alongside them, and I will do my utmost to make the Isle of the Dead live up to its name.
Yes. Let's try to stop him anyway. You never know. It might work.
Okay. I'll need a radio that can transmit as far as Jura.
I have one.
Tell the Witch Pride I found them. There's four men and three women and one indeterminate up ahead. Sir.
We need to split into as many parties as possible. Can you get the Professor onto the island?
You're the one that we have to get in unseen.
I'll take my own path. Your Majesty, I have different plans for you.
Wait. No cryptic bobbing off. How will you get there?
I'll create a doorway over the Frost Bridge and travel the river hex.
What?
Raise your hands, please.
What is this?
Don't resist. It's all right. Your ride has arrived.
You?
Him.
I am deeply sorry for what has happened.
Happened? You happened! Your warmongering has caused this!
Not mine. Durian was behind this. I and these men would like to do the right thing. I think we all have an opportunity to create peace. We have ships and some men. We'll take you to the Isle of the Dead, if you'll come, and those that are loyal to me will fight alongside you. Once they are out of the way, the country will follow me and make peace, and what reparations we can.
Well, can you vouch for this?
No.
Give me a radio.
Attack as soon as possible, but it must be simultaneous. Resistance, Sejans, Jurans. Sunflower, you're in charge.
Hang on. Hold on a minute.
She's the only one with any military skill.
You said crossing the hex. Hang on. Is that a metaphor? I don't understand you.
You don't need to. Good luck.
Thank you.
crossing the hex.
I need a branch to do it.
Of course you do.
It has yellowish leaves in the autumn.
Well, what about when it's not autumn?
Yellowish. It's a climber.
Well, there's tall wood.
That sounds likely. Find me some.
What for?
Because you'll object and then pretend you're not going to do it and then do it anyway.
No, I won't. There's usually some in the treetops by the caves at the other side of the Goggy. How much do you want?
A branch. About as long as your forearm. Actually, get two.
What's it for?
It's a passport. We're going under the world. Stand back.
What, you lost?
I had a little...
Little door?
Give that back. This is no time
Mm-mm,
for...
This was my idea. You said it wouldn't work.
I said you had no idea how these things work, and that could be generalised to many, many circumstances.
So what do I do?
Just throw it at a vertical surface.
How do you make it more bigger?
Don't interrupt me. Let's see. One of the vertex to the rectangle and three is perspective. Distance three.
Any resistance?
Absolutely none, General. There have been occasional pot shots from a few houses, but no military opposition whatsoever.
Advance and secure the cities.
Yes, General.
Do you think they'd scupper the fleet, sir?
No. The fleet is coming here. He's alive. He's got the Queen. Patrol the island looking for him. He will come by means of a doorway that will materialize slowly in midair. It will be outdoors on the outskirts of the island. When it happens, you will inform me immediately. If you fail to do so...
Yes, sir. Yes.
Understanding the entirety of a thing precludes the need to crystallize it into a unit. Wait here.
Not
the stupid rescue, no. Amemana Bakulai. Estana Desta.
You have a branch.
What? Ow!
Just put it down in front of him.
You do it.
No, you must.
Here you go. Good boy.
Walking and don't look back.
You know what? We just gave the branch to a frog.
You bet you are. Keep walking.
We could have just kicked him out of the way. Or stood on him. Oh! It's
the river. Amemana Bakulai, Estanade.
Give him your branch, like this. Now bow, like this.
Far away since last we met.
Will you take me to the Isle of Apples?
Why? Is this it?
Not yet. I need to see the king. And I need passage back to the changing world.
Why?
I have to see the king.
What for? Oh, you're not serious. You're not serious, are you?
Will you do it or not?
What about her?
Oi! Her can talk, you
Where
know?
Did the dragon let you pass?
That! That's a frog.
Be quiet.
It is!
I need your help. It's important.
Yes. Yes, it's always important. You and your little project. Get in.
It's stars or water.
Take your hand out and don't fall in.
Ah, you have an idea that things are separate, Kitty. But they're not. The sea meets the shore not in a line, but in waves.
What happens if you fall in?
Your data will be untethered. You'll begin the slow slide towards the center.
Is that bad?
You won't remember anything. You'll lose your mind.
I assure you she's in no danger there.
I thought the Hex was a real river.
Oh, but it is. The ones in your world are the likenesses. It is the great river. It winds across the heavens to the whirlpool where the river meets the sea.
Don't see the other side.
The end of every weighted mass. We go another route now. We skirt the shore of the maimed and bounded cosmos. they like you. If you look that way, you can see...
Pilot, stop!
What is it?
We're going to the Isle of Apples. Where are you going?
I think we'll stop at Remembrance first.
No, why?
I think it's a good idea.
No, we don't have time.
I'll row faster, don't worry.
No, I can't. Please.
That's my condition. We go to Remembrance first, or not at all. We'll wait. Go on, brother.
I can't.
You can.
Will you be here when I get back?
Yeah? This is what it's all about, isn't it?
Ah, you're very clever, Kitty. You part the branches and we all see further. Yours is the lightest step of all.
Never seen him look all scared.
Some things earn fear.
Oh, can't we even go on the island? Well, what are we supposed to do then? Just sit here?
Yes, just sit, Kitty. For the first time. Take this, learn a new thing. Sit with me and enjoy the view. Don't you want to know?
How?
You look like you.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, you're mistaken. It was very, very funny. Our rough water is coming. Kitty, sit down low in the boat. Listen for the song of the water hag.
Go!
don't take anything from here, we must be lucky.
Do you really think you can outwit him?
It's the last thing he'll expect.
Oh, here we go again.
I need to go alone. Wait here.
Amemana.
Baculae estate.
Who's the girl?
She follows me, nothing more.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
There's nothing like that.
I don't believe anything you say. You're a disgrace.
Nevertheless, there's something I must ask.
You don't ask, you take. I can see your dead eyes calculating now. You think you'll wrap your tongue around my intention and walk away having tricked me out of whatever it is you want.
I don't seek to excuse myself, nor is the burden of what happened any lighter. I've come here because I see no alternative.
There is always an alternative! Who is that girl?
Her parents were killed on a chaotic world. I saved her life.
Oh, you adopted her?
Of course not. I gave her to a family and left her.
Then why is she here? Ah, no answer. Still blundering amongst the lilies in giant hobnailed boots.
Is this going to take long?
I don't think so. Are you in a hurry to get home?
No, but there's all this stuff we've got to stop. There's this general who's trying to kill everyone.
That's why we're here. He's come to take Nimarant back with him.
What's Nimarant?
Oh, she's a terrible old battle axe. I'm going to wave and chant. You keep watch.
All right.
In any other circumstance, you'd be right. This time I'm in utmost earnest.
Let's get to the killing blow, shall we? What have you done?
Nothing. I'm trying to put right what someone else has done. I've come for Nimarant.
And what in your pathetic, shriveled mind made you think I would give her to you?
Hmm? An emergency.
It's always an emergency. That girl down there with the half-witch, she would have died if you hadn't saved her. That was an emergency too. They always die. Let them die.
I'm not the danger now.
I don't care. I don't want to dance this jig. Why shouldn't I consign you to the lightning where you stand?
Because it's not a fear for me. It's a memory.
Let the set of particles in the handle be A. Let then, if location A is old, then let new locus be mine. Then, remember the initial entanglement.
I don't know why you can't just shoot him.
The king?
No, Lord Rathen.
Probably because he can heal himself. A gun's no use.
Can you?
Can I what?
Heal yourself.
Ah, Kitty. There are worse things than dying.
I went to Remembrance.
You described exactly this situation. You knew this would happen. You told me under no circumstances was I to give her to you.
One of our kind had a child with a human.
I've never known such desperation. Go back to your boat. Break port with your lunacy.
There's a child, a half-human. He has all the power and none of the wisdom. He's even now lashing out in war and wreaking destruction on the
world. You! You made a child!
No.
You're talking about yourself. What perverse incestuous... This is a new depth. If you had any heart, you'd have ended yourself long ago.
It was not me. I don't know who it was. It doesn't matter who it was. Now that spawn is flailing around like a hot ember, and soon he'll burn that world.
And we all know what that's like, don't we?
That's it! You skulk away empty-handed! I won't be fooled into pity! You failed! I will not be tricked!
He looks really pissed off. Why is he so angry? What did you say? Well, at least you've got a family.
Yep. It was really well hidden there.
Idiot!
I think he just found out.
Row. Look, we can't get away. Go into the water.
Well, what about you?
Just go. Swim down. I'll see you back.
I'll make it up to you.
General, there's a rocket fleet approaching.
Not interesting. What comes next, my queen?
Our radar shows nothing. This is from a spotter. We're vulnerable if there are numbers. This facility only has minimal defenses.
We don't need defenses.
Should I order our own rockets back from Jura?
I don't remember telling you to.
But, sir, this facility was built to fire missiles. We have minimal anti-aircraft defenses. If we don't order the fleet to defend us...
Shall I show you why we don't need defenses, Major?
I don't mean to question your orders. I simply wish to carry out... Your...
Clean that up. Inform me when the Juran rockets are in visual range.
What are you looking at?
I have no idea. But I have the idea that I should have an idea.
I don't know who I am.
No?
Let's find somewhere to warm up.
Wait.
What for? I'm freezing.
We should be careful.
Of what?
I don't know, but I'm beginning to remember fragments. Can't you remember anything?
You're a knob?
We're coming into visual range.
Tell Professor Canther to get ready.
Naval guns within firing range.
Send the signal to begin the attack.
Begin the attack.
Did they get that?
All arms have reported death.
Good.
Rocket fleet is altering course.
Launch the decoys.
Launch decoys.
Get the divers in the water with Canther.
Decoys
launched. Launch the assault.
General, there's a naval fleet approaching simultaneously from the north. The radar shows them in the widest possible spread.
Binoculars.
The spread would make them difficult to take out with a missile, sir.
Nervous, Major?
General?
We don't need a missile to take them out. Watch.
The lead vessel has been destroyed.
What hit it? Sergeant, what hit the lead vessel?
Awaiting confirmation.
I did. Ha! Very satisfying.
This is a waiting drive. Code word is unidentified. I repeat, unidentified.
General, you're under arrest by order of the Coven Major.
Shoot. Go on. Look. Do you see your fellow turncoats down there? Watch. You boring little men.
General, please! No!
General, sir, General, there's another rocket fleet approaching. We have to get you underground.
You mean that rocket fleet? I'm not in danger. This is a distraction.
Too late. This won't work. It won't even launch.
It will do what I tell it to do. Your minister knew that when he sent you. How does it feel to be disposable?
Maybe we got hit by a bomb and got knocked out.
I remember something. I remember a phrase, as if I'd left myself a message. Love.
There's a lot of noise here.
I love.
I think you might be my dad.
I like that idea, Rapunzel.
Yeah, me too.
I love.
What?
I love the dead. That's what keeps going around my head. I love the dead.
Isle of the Dead!
Boy, you're coming with us!
I remember you.
Good. Where is the minister?
I don't know. He's in the water.
I think he'll come for you.
Shows what you know.
How much do you really know about them?
Who?
When does a being of his strength behave as a weakling? Why isn't he where I am?
Because he's not mental.
Because he purposely surrendered his strength.
So what?
Let me tell you the story that was passed down to me. In between their weeping and hand-wringing, they dissipated their own power. They constructed mechanisms that could contain part of it. Talismans.
Who did?
He has one. You will get it for me. You will do it subtly, so that he will not notice.
He hasn't got one that I know about. I don't know what you're referring.
What brilliant subterfuge. That must be what attracted him to you.
He's not attracted.
He has the same desires as everyone else, except he manages to wrap them in a cloak of pain.
That's not true. I helped him.
Tell yourself whatever you need to, but you will get the talisman.
I don't know what that is.
I will hurt you. But I think I'll hurt her first.
I'll help you. Let her go. Let her go.
No! No, let her go!
Now, Kitty, tell me when you're prepared to do exactly as I ask.
What happened?
Lord Rathen. He's got Kitty. Minister, he hurt me. Will you help me up?
All right.
Give me your arm.
Did you disarm the minister?
Yeah. Yes, they got to me before I could do any more. He knew I was coming and he knew it was a distraction. He's got Kitty.
Minister, here you are at last. Come like a summer wasp. I'm actually excited to meet you.
What do you want?
I want what everyone else wants, what poor Durian wanted. Poor Durian. Sometimes a clever man is just a clever man.
You're young. You think as we all thought. But there's no satisfaction at the end of this path. Without rules, a game is not a game. You must walk the causeway.
Why? Why must I?
Because there is no satisfaction on the island. It is the walking that gives you place. We are vectors, like the wind.
Yes, like the wind. A transient world. Things come and go like lightning on the sea. Why suffer on the journey?
Dark blue isn't dark without azure to compare. And you don't suffer. They do.
That suits me very well. I'll fly to that island and burn everything that gets in my way. And that includes you.
Burn!
I've blocked your algorithms.
can't hold me off forever.
No, I can't. But I can crush you and send your atoms back across the frontier.
I know about the dissipation pact. You divided your power between yourself and an object.
You think I won't use it?
I think you don't have it. Oh, no. It's not round your neck. Did you get distracted?
I'm so, so sorry.
You idiot! You've killed us all!
You had Kitty. I just couldn't stand watching her.
You don't have the skill to wield it.
I'll learn soon enough. I'll become everything that I could be, unhindered by your craven weeping.
Escudata eximite debola annihilata!
You can't be burned. But you'll find you can't move either.
You tosser!
If is any humanity left in you?
There isn't.
No!
Think that you can hurt me with a blade?
Who do you think you are?
Distraction.
From where?
Me. Never run!
Sometimes a necklace is just a necklace.
We're better than them.
You're not.
Professor, are you all right?
Are you? Is it over?
That's up to you, the Queen and the Witch Prime, and the schoolteacher.
Who's the school teacher?
I am.
Wait! Wait! Don't go back!
Not going back! Going out! Fardene, Miliare, Venia, Emmas!
What does that mean?
I go to do good. Then return.
Minister, where did he go?
I don't get it. He threw it at the wall, went through it, and it vanished.
I don't think he gives many hugs. Come on, Kitty. Let's go home.
Here, lean on me.
Thank you, Sunflower.
You know, I'm thinking about telling you my name.
There's another few thimbles left in that one.
It's off, Torcher. Off.
It's full of scantlings in the bottom and it needs changing.
Well, it ain't gonna change itself.
You'll have to do it. I've got lectures at noon.
I got customers at noon and all, eating me out of house and home. When that minister first come in here, I should have told him to shove his muesling babes in the forest up his... Kitty?
Am I from the Terror World?
The what?
The Terror World.
Oh, I see. Yes, in a sense.
What is it?
It's not a Terror World. That was your world's name. Terror.
Bitter hun, swallow me, shallow sea. Shall we pray, though is one? Shall we run, rather freeze, shelter breeze? Come to me, or to be young, to be funny, follow me, break our knees, rather fun, swallow me. Bitter honey, almost fun, always three, never made.
Again, that was episode 5, In a Bark on the River Hex, the concluding episode to the Minister of Chance series. For more information and past episodes, visit ministerofchance.com. You've been listening to Midnight Audio Theater on member-supported WCBE 90.5 FM and HD in Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. We're streaming on the web at wcbe.org. And that's it for tonight, folks. If you joined us late and missed some of our show or are looking for past episodes, stories, and featured production groups we've had on MAT, you can go online to midnightaudiotheater.com And while you're on the site, check out our events page. If you missed out on our scriptwriting competition, which again we're auditioning for, there are two others going on right now. Misfits Audio's Holiday Script Competition and the Marion Thauer Brown Audio Drama Scriptwriting Competition. Both are great competitions to send in your work for, and both will give you the opportunity to show your creativity, so be sure to check them out. Also, we have a listing of some live events coming up for audio drama around the country, a lot of popular shows going on, so be sure to look those up and see what's happening in your area. And of course, where was I? Oh yeah, don't forget our Columbus auditions for our local productions this year. More info again will be coming up on the website, hopefully by the end of this weekend. And of course, I dropped my script. I can't improv this all on my own. I'm sorry, guys. And of course, if you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show, feel free to email us at midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com. We'd be happy to hear from you. We may take a little longer to reply as I'm still traveling, and given how rainy it is here in London, I will probably be sick for a while too, so that's coming up. I apologize for all the sniffles. But don't worry. We will be back again next week from a new location in the good old US of A. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. Thanks for tuning in. BBC World News is up next.